Hi, and welcome to Father Luke's Homilies. This homily was preached in the Catholic parish of Brandon and Mildenhall for the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year C. I pray that this homily is of some use to you. God bless you. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord appointed 72 others and sent them out ahead of him in pairs to all the towns and places he himself was to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is rich, but the labourers are few. So ask the Lord of the harvest to send labourers to his harvest. Start off now, but remember, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Carry no purse, no haversack, no sandals. Salute no one on the road. Whatever house you go into, let your first words be, 'Peace to this house.' And if a man of peace lives there, your peace will go and rest on him. If not, it will come back to you. Stay in the same house, taking what food and drink they have to offer, for the labourer deserves his wages. Do not move from house to house. Whenever you go into a town where they make you welcome, eat what is set before you. Cure those in it who are sick, and say, 'The kingdom of God is very near to you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. He sent them out. In today's gospel, Jesus sends 72 others, disciples, out ahead of him on mission. He sends them. This idea of being sent is an important one for anyone who calls his or herself a Catholic, a follower of Christ. To be an authentic Catholic is to be a disciple of the Lord. But a disciple of Christ is not someone who stays still and does nothing, but rather someone who is alive with the Spirit and carries that life into the world in which they live. Pope St. Paul VI famously said that the church exists in order to evangelize. That is, the church, the body of Christ, the people of God, you and I, exist as a church primarily to share the good news of Jesus Christ. We are not a club, a nice society, an interest group. We are God's people. And we exist to share God's life and love with all around us. In fact, we are sent out to do this. In recent years, Pope Francis has encouraged us to speak of ourselves as missionary disciples. The Pope says, "Our status as missionaries is not a consequence of ordination, but of baptism. That all of us are called to be missionary disciples, to be sent out by Jesus and to speak on his behalf, not our own." He sent them out. The heart of the Catholic life is the Mass. That term, Mass, is a curious one. It comes from the Latin word missa, which was the part of the dismissal at the end of the Mass in Latin. In Latin, we would say, "Ita missa est." In the modern translation, we have several dismissals, four in fact. Go forth, the Mass is ended. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. Or the simple one, go in peace. I tend to use whatever one I feel I want to on a given week or month. The operative word in all those options is the word go. Mass comes from Missa, but Missa also has connections to the English words mission, missionary, and dismissed. In other words, we come to Mass to be dismissed, to be sent back into the world on mission. We have had the great joy in our parish these last few weeks of celebrating First Holy Communions. And on the feast of Corpus Christi, we focused our attention rightly on the mystery of the body and blood of Christ and the miracle that the bread and wine is changed into Jesus's body and blood. This is central to our Catholic life and faith, and we celebrate this profound truth with due reverence. But, I came across something the other day that caught my attention. It was a quote by the Benedictine Godfrey Dyckman. He said, "What difference does it make if the bread and wine turn into the body and blood of Christ and we don't?" Let that sink in. What difference does it make if the bread and wine turn into the body and blood of Christ and we don't? Jesus makes himself food for us so that we can become ever more his body, his blood, his presence, his life in the world. We come to Mass to be fed, and then we are sent back into our world to be Christ, to announce the good news of the gospel through words and actions. If we don't, what's the point? What's the point of saying a few prayers and singing a few hymns if we do not allow that mystery to change us? He sent them out. Too often, we have gotten used to the idea that mission is for missionaries in far-off, distant lands, that it's the prerogative of priests and religious, but not of the run-of-the-mill Catholic. This is not so. To be a Catholic is to be sent, is to be a missionary disciple, is to make Christ known in the mission field of daily life. That mission field might well include our work, our schools, our families, in short, wherever we find ourselves. But it's a mission which we, you and I, are invited, nay, commanded to take up. To be sent means also to be led by the Lord. He promises to be with us always, and he promises us the fullness of life, but nowhere does he promise an easy life, a straightforward life, or a safe life. The disciple will always have challenges and difficulties. He sends us out like lambs among wolves. And oh, how the wolves love to try and swallow us up and silence us. Yet, we are not to fear. For Christ has overcome the world. Our goal as missionary disciples is to keep our eyes fixed on Christ, to be obedient to him and following him by being sent to anywhere he might send us, even if initially we might not want to go, even if we feel overwhelmed and under-resourced. We must keep our eyes fixed on Christ and go where he sends us. Wherever we are sent, whatever mission we are given, we are not to be afraid. Nourished by Christ himself, we are encouraged always that he has given us power from on high, and we rejoice because we have the hope of heaven in us. Amen. Thank you for listening to my homily podcast.
For more information about the Catholic parish of Brandon and Mildenhall, please go to our website, which is stthomas-stjohnparish.com. That's stthomas-stjohnparish.com. If you want to read more articles and stories and theological reflections, please check out my blog at fatherlukegoymore.com. That's fatherlukegoymore.com. Feel free also to follow me on Twitter at FatherLukeG and Instagram at FatherLukeGoymore. Stay safe and God bless you.